Hey, Power Achievers, thank you for listening to Designing Your Life today. This is Pat Council. And as always, we are looking for ways to bring you some great products that will help you do life with power. The holidays are here. They are on us. And so we have some discounts that will help make your shopping a little bit easier. But before we get to that, I just want to remind you guys to sign up for our Power Up Today newsletter if you haven't done so already. We have great goal achievement strategies, and you want to be ready for 2017. And so we're going to help you get ready, and you'll get information in our newsletter that you're not going to find on our website or here on our show. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter and get signed up. It's absolutely free. Okay, we got great perks for you. First of all, you can get gourmet gift baskets from one of our sponsors, and you can get it at a discount from Harry and Dave. If you're a Harry and Dave fan, visit designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources to claim your discount just for hanging out with us on Designing Your Life Today. That's Harry and Dave gift baskets. These are gorgeous gourmet gift baskets. And also, have you ever thought about giving someone a subscription to their favorite magazine? Well, with the holidays being here, that would make a great gift. And guess what? You can save up to 95% on the price, depending on the magazine. And we have over 100 magazine titles that you can choose from. And where can you find that? Go to designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. Okay, it's time for our show. Let's do this.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Council, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hello, Power Achievers. This is Magnificent Monday, and this is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. Yeah, I took Friday off. I just got in a festive, take the day off kind of mood. Okay, I needed a break. Plus, I wanted to work on some new things for Designing Your Life Today. We have 2017 that's right around the corner. And with the holidays going on, there's going to be more breaks coming up on my end. Hey, I'm not all work and no play, and you guys don't want to be that way either. Or do you? I'm thinking no. Well, our topic for today is a simple goal setting technique. This is kind of the time of the year where we start setting our goals, and while at the same time, it's like pulling double duty. You're going to finish strong the goals that you set for this year. You're going to just do as much as you possibly can without exhausting yourself and without taking away from your festivities and having fun. You know, I'm thinking you only get to have fun in 2016 once. So you really want to take advantage of it. And when I say once, I mean Christmas is only going to come one time this year. And then we got to go and wait for next year. So have fun if you celebrate Christmas. For those of you that celebrate other holidays, such as Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and any other holidays out there, I don't know all of them. I'll be upfront with you about that. Please take the time to celebrate with family and friends and have a great time, because that's what it's all about. I mean, I get it. Achieving goals is wonderful, and it's a great feeling. Making more money and all of these things, that's great too. And if you say, well, you know, I can stand to make some more money, I don't have the money that I really want, so how can I enjoy myself during the holidays? Because during the holidays, or any time that you choose to celebrate with friends and family, it's not always about money, is it? It's about camaraderie. It's about love. It's about connection. It's about getting to know one another all over again, or something new about that person that's in your life. So that doesn't cost anything. So be sure and have some fun. Now, when I thought about this idea of a simple goal setting technique, and it's actually going to You'll be able to read more about it in my book. It's a revised edition of The Power of Intentional Goal Setting. And actually, I think I'm even going to change the title to Goal Achievement Now. So stay tuned for that. It's a lot more information in it, a lot of guidance, and yet simple and easy to follow. And one of the things that I thought about when putting this book together or making these revisions and adding some new information to the book is the fact that only 8% of the people, of 100% of the people that set goals, only 8% actually achieve the goals. So that means that there are 92% of the people who set goals and they are not achieving them. And this has been consistent for years. As a matter of fact, in 2013, there was an article done, I believe it was done by Forbes magazine. And then this year in 2016, I think it was Inc. magazine, they did an article also on goal setting and the percentage of people that actually achieve their goals. Do you know that the number has not changed? So it's still 8% of the people are achieving goals out of 100%. So 92% of the people are not really achieving goals. They get excited, they set the goals, and then fizzle out. So we're going to do something about that, right? Of course we are. Because we can do something about it. If 8% of the people can actually achieve their goals, so can the other 92% that don't achieve their goals. Now, in adding these revisions to the book, I wanted to really do a good job of sharing information that would help people achieve their goals, and or a better job, I should say. And one of the things that occurred to me was that, okay, if only 92% of the people, or if 92% of people don't achieve their goals and 8% do, then what's going on with that is that perhaps of the 92%, there's a good percentage of the people in that group that are setting goals that don't work for them. In other words, they haven't validated the goals, they haven't examined the goals, and they don't really understand the process of validating and examining their goals. All goals should be validated by each individual, and of course in my book, and you can actually get The Power of Intentional Goal Setting Now if you want to buy it, but I'm going to suggest to you that you wait until Goal Achievement Now comes out, because we are addressing really some of the things that it really does take to be an achiever that motivational speakers say they dance around it, and a lot of people leave it out of the book because they don't want to offend anyone. Well, I'm just putting it out there. So I want you guys to win. You want to win, right? Of course. So you want the truth, right? Can you handle the truth? You can't handle the truth. Okay, back to the show. Anyway, it's a good thing I'm not an impressionist, right? I would definitely not be able to quit my day job ever. Okay, let's get on with the show. Listen, a simple goal setting technique. So what I thought about is, wouldn't it be great if we could have a simple goal setting technique that many of us could use, that where, first of all, setting goals was not a tedious thing and it was actually a fun thing. And so with that being said, the simple goal setting technique is happy goal setting. And it's just what it says. Happy goals. You're going to set happy goals. And I think when you set happy goals, which are simply goals that make you happy, goals that if you achieved them, you would be excited. You would be ecstatic. You would be thrilled about the fact that you'd actually achieve these goals. I think that if we learn to focus on setting goals based on what would make us happy and not just on kind of needs and let's say these wants, where we make it seem like wanting is so far away until it's untouchable, until we can't actually attain it. Somewhere in our minds or in our subconscious or in our hearts, we really don't believe that we can actually have these goals. Think about it, because when you're wanting something, it means it's not there. You don't believe it's there. However, if you're happy and you can set happy goals, it means that you believe that what you want is so doable, it's so available to you until you're absolutely ready to step out there and make it happen. So I would say a simple goal setting technique would be happy goals. And of course, there is a simple method to doing that. And in my book, Goal Achievement Now, that I'm going to release actually in a matter of days, I think you will appreciate setting happy goals and kind of what's involved in doing that. It's not something that's going to take you weeks or years. But now here's the thing. Even though setting happy goals is something that's very simple, I think that it is important to get some knowledge about goal achievement and still goal setting, and as I said, being able to validate your goals and examine goals. Because honestly speaking, I mean, to be able to earn like $50 million in 6 months, that would make me happy. I'm just saying. But is that really a valid goal? I don't think so. So it pays, or it's worth learning a little bit about what it takes to achieve a goal and kind of what goes into putting the goals together. But ultimately, being able to set happy goals, I think, would make everybody's life a lot simpler and make goal setting a lot more fun. Because first of all, when you set happy goals, you just took the stress off of yourself. You've taken the stress out of achievement. Why? Because you're excited about it. To be able to say I'm setting a happy goal, I'm already emotionalizing my goals. And that plays a big role in goal achievement. When you can emotionalize your goals, you're actually going to speed up the results. And you're going to get whatever it is you're happy about or you're excited for, you're working towards a lot faster. Why? Because it's instantly, you've put instant emotions on achieving those goals. The thing about being able to emotionalize the goals by using the emotion of happiness and that really light yet powerful energy is being able to take the stress off. It reminds you to have fun while you're achieving. It reminds you that, listen, you're going to have fun along this journey and setting these goals, no matter how lofty they are, you're still going to have fun with it. Some of the books that I've read in the past, and I've read quite a few books about goal setting, and I've listened to different audios about goal setting, and one of the things that I kind of noticed was they always say, well, you know, you should set these big audacious goals or they call them BHAGs, you know, the big, hairy, audacious goals. Actually, that's not really what it stands for. I'm using the nice word audacious in place of something else, but that was originally what it was about. But the point, or originally it was another word. Anyway, the point that I'm making here is that they tell you to set these goals that if your goals don't make you afraid, then they're not big enough. They should make you nervous. They should make you shake in your boots. They should challenge you to the point where you're fearful of taking this on because that's making you stretch. And I can tell you, just reading that or even hearing that or thinking that, yeah, they're right. That's just scary. And it's not a good feeling. So think about this. You're setting a goal that is from, and you're setting it from a position of fear. Okay, you're setting it because it's making you nervous. And not only that, when you hear that, they're already setting a tone for you that is a tone for failure, which might account for the fact that 92% of the people constantly fail when it comes to going for their goals, because they're told to set these big goals that make them afraid or scare them. And all of these words are words that create nervousness and they create stress and they bring a kind of energy that's not going to make life better for you. They're not going to make you feel good about you. And you might be excited for maybe a few days, but after a while, that's why people fizzle out. And when I say after a while, we're talking a matter of a couple of weeks. I've mentioned this on the show before. I mean, statistics show that When January 1st hits, people have these New Year's resolutions and these goals in place. And usually before January 15th hits, most of them have fizzled out. They have lost interest in the goal. They are going in a completely different direction. And they are now putting themselves under stress and struggling to make a goal happen. So the truth of the matter is, I'm thinking it's great to set huge goals. It's great to challenge yourself. But this is all about the energy that's surrounding the goal. So that's why I think a simple goal setting technique would be just to simply set happy goals. That way you're emotionalizing the goal from a position of power. You're emotionalizing the goal from kind of a higher vantage point. And yes, are you still setting goals where you have to challenge yourself? You got to do some work? Of course. Why? Because they're happy goals. And for example, if one of your happy goals would be to buy a new home or to buy a luxury car, if that would make you happy, then and you've never done it before, there's the challenge right there. And so that's okay. But because you're looking at it from the standpoint of I'm going to be happy when this happens. This is going to make me happy. Now, although happiness is not necessarily love, but it is certainly connected to that energy. Okay, you know, joy being of course more so connected to love, and happiness is it's a fleeting thing. But I use happiness instead of saying joyful goals, because happiness is just that. Yes, it is fleeting, which means that once you set this goal, you're going to be setting another one. So you're going to have to constantly come up with something new, which is going to cause you to grow. It's going to cause you to stretch, but you're going to stretch with a different mindset. You're going to stretch with such excitement when it comes to making your goals happen. So I'm going to suggest to you guys that instead of making it such a serious event to set your goals, that for some of you, you want to make it a happy event. And as a matter of fact, you might want to even have a goal setting party and have fun with it. And there are others. But now, as I said, you know, with this technique, I came up with this because I said, okay, a lot of people don't want the stress that comes with goal setting. So that's why sometimes people don't even like to pay attention to their goals or even look at the goals, because historically, the books and everything, the speakers, and they make it sound like it's such a big deal, to the point where it's so serious, to the point where it's kind of boring. So, but what I'm getting at here is that some of you like that technique, setting the SMART goals, setting the goals where you break it down into categories, spiritual, emotion, or your spiritual goals, your entertainment, your education, your interaction with your social, your socializing. So as people like setting, some people like doing that and breaking their goals down in that way. And there's nothing wrong with either method. My point is for you to make it easier on yourself, you know, just make it easier. So you want to make it super easy. A lot of times we get so serious about things and we make it seem like in order to do this, oh, you know, this is hard work. Well, hard work is good, but hard work that's fun is better. So I prefer to say, you know what, I'm having fun with this and I'm having a great time. And wow, look at how this is all shaping up. And speaking of which, you guys, if you take a look at our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, you're going to see a brand new site, and it's not finished. And what happened was the help that I'm getting with the site, they actually uploaded it without meaning to. So you're going to see an unfinished site, but you can take a look at it. It's still cute. And anyway. The point is that it's all about having fun with things that you're doing. It may be work. And you know what? Getting a brand new site done, having to come up with ideas, having to write all of the information to go onto the site, that was work. But did I have fun with it? Yeah, I'm not going to call it hard work. It took time, but I'm not going to call it hard work. Okay. And only because there's certain tasks that when I'm doing them, I want those tasks to be easy in my mind. So I'm going to suggest that you guys work on using a simple goal setting technique. And that means just say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to set happy goals. Now, here's the thing. I will tell you this so you don't have to wait for the revisions in the book. One of the simplest ways, if you say, well, I'm super busy, or I really want to simplify my life, you know, in 2017, and I don't want to have a telephone size book. Do you guys know what telephone books are? Some of you don't, right? But anyway, because they hardly use them anymore. But the point is that they're really thick, okay? But some people say, well, I don't want goals, so many goals until, you know, it's like a huge, thick book. I just want to keep it very simple. And you can do that by taking out one sheet of paper and writing your top, perhaps 3 to 5 goals, no more than that. And you can do, and there are other things that you can do as far as your plan of action and the direction that you want to go in so that you can actually jumpstart your journey in each category that you have on the paper. But I'm going to suggest, I said 3 to 5. For me, I'm looking at my top 3 goals. I'm keeping it so simple in 2017. But here's the thing. It's going to be simple, but it's still going to be awesome. I'm still going to thrive. I'm still going to make great things happen. And I'm still going to have fun with it. But there's not going to be a lot of pressure on achieving the goals. So that is a great technique. So you guys work on setting some happy goals. What will make you happy? See, here's the other thing too. It's funny when people set goals. Sometimes you say, okay, have you set your goals yet? They say, well, I don't really know how much money I want to earn. I really don't know what I want to do. I don't know what goals I really want to set because, you know, I want to make sure I get it right. But here's the thing. When you say, hey, what are the top 3 things that would make you happy if you could accomplish them? Bam, bam, bam. I think they would find it a lot easier to name those goals without putting a lot of thought into it and without stressing themselves out and making it this huge, boring ritual. So listen, that is really all I have for you guys today. And throughout this month, we are going to talk about goal setting and also share a lot of great information that will help you guys kind of take the aggravation out of setting goals, but also get some insight into what it takes to jumpstart your goal setting journey for 2017. I mean, so when January 2nd comes, you guys are up and running and having a great time. Now, I don't know about you guys, but for me, January 1st, I'm so not working. I know people who, which it's kind of works out for some people because January 1st actually falls on a Sunday. So, the 2nd actually falls on a Monday, but that's kind of perfect. But the point that I'm making here is that, I know people who, you got to get going on January 1st. Listen, your goals aren't going anywhere. And you can make those goals happen. The object of the game is to not to put so much stress on yourself to the point where it becomes an unpleasant journey to where you're saying, I'll be glad when I achieve this goal. Now, will you be excited once you achieve a goal? Absolutely. But when I say, I'll be glad when I achieve this goal, I'm talking about the fact that you're saying this, because the goal at this point is, it's feeling like a burden. It's feeling like too much of a chore. I mean, should some things be kind of hard work for you? Yeah, I mean, let's keep it real. Some things should be. But should goal setting? No. I mean, jumping right out of the gate, goal setting should be the most fun part of your journey. It's the beginning of the journey, and it should be the most fun part of the journey. And then you want to kind of have that energy revved up so when it's time for you to actually embark on the journey and make the goal happen, now you're super excited about doing that. So throughout the month of December, we're going to share different ideas and concepts and strategies with you that will help you feel good about setting your goals, but also to feel confident and excited about achieving your goals. You're also going to find out what our theme for 2017 is. It's a great theme. I'm excited about it. You guys are going to be excited too, right? So I'm just going to say it. You're going to be excited too. You guys are going to love it. And it's all about us really pulling out the stops in a big way. So we were intentional this year. This year was the power of intention. And we talked a lot about being intentional and what it takes to bring that to the forefront. So now we're going to take that intention and we're going to turn it into something even bigger, better, and just more awesome and position all of you to kind of use your gifts and to step out there and kind of build that exciting life and that your best life, but at the same time, you're going to be excited about passing it on and helping someone else. Now, as we wrap up for today, I just want to take a moment and say thank you to you guys. You guys are passing on the word about designing your life today, and I thank you so much for that. Continue to share information about designing your life today. We've got that really neat, we have a new website. It's not done, and I think I shared on the show last week what happened is when they were building it and making the changes, they accidentally uploaded the information. So the site's not totally finished, but it looks pretty good. So you guys can go to designyourlifetoday.com and check it out. Some of the links are not working, so you really don't have to go there. And we don't have anything new yet, but I will have some new things on there for you in a few days. So stay tuned. It'll be on there this week. So you guys will be able to go to Designing Your Life Today and get some really great information that will not only help you with your goal setting, but with your goal achievement, and actually it's just going to help you do life with power all around and get a better understanding of what that means for you, your family, and for your friends and the people that you're connected to. Hey, you guys enjoy this magnificent Monday, and that's all I have. So we will bring you more great goal setting strategies and goal achievement strategies throughout the month of December, while at the same time taking a moment to celebrate and have fun. You guys have a great day and do life with power. If you like the goal achievement strategies that we've been sharing with you on Designing Your Life Today, please take a moment to review our show on iTunes or Stitcher. Also, check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and visit our savings and sources pages, and you can get lots of great information where you can find out how to take free courses, and you can get discounts on some of my favorite products that will help you to do life with power. Download free ebooks while you're on our website by going to designyourlifetoday.com/resources. And hey, I want to ask you guys to share our show with a friend and invite them to listen in. You can download our show, you can post it on your Facebook page, you can send it out in an email, and it's all absolutely free. Connect with me on social media, and I would love to hang out with you guys on social media. You can find me on Facebook at Designing Your Life Today. And also, you can find me under my name, Pat Council, on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. You guys, let's connect. Let's make something great happen. And you know what to do. Do life with power.